Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Views about the resurrection and what it means have developed throughout the Old Testament and the history of Judaism, and throughout the New Testament and the centuries of Christianity. After speaking about the valley of dry bones being reconstituted and coming to life, the prophet tells us in Ezekiel 37 that the Lord says, "And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act." While Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15, "But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ." We, you and I, are made alive in Christ. We cease to be the living dead, moving through life as if an automaton. Instead, we come to know abundant living, full of joy and love, vitality and freedom. As God is eternally love, we are eternally held in that love as we live alive to the Spirit's presence. This is good news. Martin Luther said, "Our Lord has written the promise of resurrection, not in books alone, but in every leaf of springtime." We can see evidence of resurrection, new life all around us. But perhaps C.S. Lewis puts the focus of resurrection even more boldly when he says, "I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else." So on this Easter day, two questions to ponder. From what grave or prison is God calling me this Easter? And secondly, to what life is God inviting me today? And here's a prayer to use with your reflection. God, who calls us from the grave, who has rolled away the stones that have imprisoned us, give us courageous hearts, inspired by the Holy Spirit, to emerge from our graves into the joy of the way, of life, of rebirth, of Christ. Amen.